Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's a fan show.
Ah, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
That would be me. Hey. By the way, it might sound a little different. I have the fan on again. It's a I Don't Give an F Friday bonus pod, and I have the fan on, and I am fed up with life in general as of now on Friday morning. So I have the... It's a long story, but I have the EQ all set up on the microphone now, and it's called compression, and it's supposed to hold the levels down so it shouldn't be seem so loud. Hopefully this sounds all right. Like I said, I got no F's to give. I am at my wit's end of everything and rolling on. It has been one hell of a 2025, one hell of a week. Let's look at this week. If you're an old fart like me, what has happened in your childhood that has died? First off, you kick it off with Theo Huxtable dying. Everyone loved The Cosby Show. Let's take away whatever Bill Cosby did later and what a vile human he turned out to be. That was a great show at the time. And that kid, Malcolm Jamal Warner, he seemed to be a child star that didn't derail, didn't ever end up on drugs and being stupid or just going out and saying stupid things or acting like a little crap like so many of them do. He seemed to be a really good guy. I know, too, my son worked on he was on like a hospital show later on called The Resident, and my son was a guest star on that, and he told me, like, he said, by far, coolest guy in the entire set, like, warm, welcoming, like, you know, welcome to the show, and was super cool, and he was really bummed. But besides that, it was Theo Huxtable. Then we had Ozzy die. Ozzy, like, the biggest part of my childhood, just into my adulthood, just my favorite artist that was living and is no longer living. And then today, effing Hulk Hogan died. Dude, the Hulkster, Hulkamania, run a wild on you. Now, if you ever listen to The Stretch Show on Big 49 or even on Sirius XM, all the time I played the Hulk music. I am a real American. And when you heard that on The Stretch Show, it would mean a rant is coming. And I'm about to tear someone a new a-hole because I'm a real American. That's what I do. And it was just a thing on the show, and it was wholeheartedly out of fandom and love for the Hulkster. And now the Hulkster is dead. And what's crazy about this one, I saw a post yesterday, and I don't know if it was on Instagram or if it was on X or whatever, but I follow the WWE and some of the wrestlers. I'm a fan. I've been a fan since I was a kid. And I saw a post from someone, and I chucked it up to that's fake news, because so much crap you see online is fake BS. And it said Hulk Hogan is not doing well. It doesn't look good. He suffered a serious injury to his windpipe. And I was like, that's weird. And then I hear today he had a heart attack. I don't know, did he get an injury? And then later that, you know, sometimes an injury, if it's really severe and you're having problem breathing or getting blood flow through, you'll end up with a stroke or a heart attack, and that could be it. I don't know. I haven't heard yet the details on Hogan, but that is awful. Another guy that I have stories about, I got stories about everyone. 30 years in radio will do that to you. And that was what was so cool about being in radio. That's what made that the greatest job in the world, is getting to meet people that I loved as a kid growing up, or even people that I just saw their work and really liked it now. It was like, dude, this is, you know, freaking cool. Get to meet these guys. And Hulk, we had the Hulk on the show, the whole family, we had the Hogan family on when they were doing the reality show at Star with either Jamie and Danny or Jamie, Jack, and Stinch. And that was cool. And I know I brought my son up, and I can't tell you how effing freaking cool Hulk was to my kid. And if someone does that, especially when it's someone you look up to or someone that you liked as a kid, you love them even more. And Hulkster out of his way to be cool to my kid and, like, take pictures with him and, you know, pick him up and wrestle around with him and just freaking couldn't say thank you enough to that because that meant the world to my kid. And what's weird is I watched Hulk when I was in, like, junior high, high school. Hulk was on, you know, that's when fake wrestling was blowing up, WWF. And then I got to be a big fan, and Hulk was the dude after Rocky when he came out in the, was it Rocky II? And he was Thunderlips, the Ultimate Male, and he fought Sylvester Stallone. It was just such, that really blew it up. And then Mr. T, who was also in Rocky II, came into the WWF after that, and Hogan was huge, and Andre the Giant was still around. It was just a great time, and I used to go see it at what is now a Korean church in downtown LA, but it was called the Olympic Auditorium. And my brother and I would go down there, and sometimes my friends from high school, we'd go down there. This is the first time I went. I was under 16 because my brother had to drive me. And then I started going after I turned 16. Me and my buddies would go whenever they came to town. And it was just good. And then later on in life to get to meet Hulk a bunch of times and then just get to go backstage as part of when I got the star, we got a really good relationship with the WWE. And they would hook my son up. He got to meet everyone. Got to go backstage. We went to WrestleMania, set in like the fourth or fifth row. And we were at the WrestleMania where Hulk had left and gone to whatever the other one was, WCW. And then he came back as Hulk again to the WWE, but just for like WrestleMania and some shows. And we were there, and we got to see that, and it was just freaking great. I was looking at pictures, and I think I might still have those on my phone, but it was at WrestleMania, the one that we went to here in LA at Staples Center, and it was Hogan, you know, in the ring with somebody, and we, like, I got to find that picture. I might still have it on my phone. Remember, everything went up in the fire, but a lot of, it's weird, when my son did the show Heels, which is on Netflix now if you want to check it out, it was about fake wrestling, but like a small wrestling league out of Georgia. And he was in it. And for the show, they filmed inside of his house. He had a wife on the show and a baby. And they had a scene or two inside of his house. And they wanted real photos from their childhood. And he was like, Dad, send me a bunch of pictures. And then I was like, I got a ton of you and WWF people. And he goes, yeah, send those. So I put all those into my phone, and they're still in my phone, thank God. Like, I have a lot of that in my phone now that I had photos of. I just took pictures of the photos, so they're not great anymore, but they're something, and I have them. They're not gone. And that one of Hogan actually wrestling, it wasn't like us posing with Hogan, but it was Hogan wrestling, and that's in there somewhere. If I have that, I will put that up on social media tonight or tomorrow. I had a weird day at work. I was at work twice, but only for brief moments. I was messing with a company car and it never got resolved. And my boss was like, just get it done. I want it handled today. And I didn't get it handled. Granted, I can't make a broken car fixed, but because I wasn't working on it, I was just taking it to places and driving it. Ah, boy. That was great. But yeah, I'm over kicks in the nuts. Like, I'm over shitty things happening. I'm over 2025. There is a good news. The good news is we have finally picked a builder. We finally, like, you sign, like, it's like, I guess you sign a contract with the builder for the house, for the rebuild. So the house is coming. That now we go into the permits and all that garbage, but that's finally done. This week, finally done. So that's good news, and we'll be moving forward on that. But I am seriously in a funk this week. Like, I'm so in a funk. I'm in the biggest effing funk ever because of all this BS going on. Ozzy and the Hulkster were big, big deals to me. It's weird. And I know I'm right. I know, I mean, I feel awful for those people, those families, when I say those people, but I'm looking at this as this, my childhood is dying. You know, you're getting old when everything in your life starts to die, and you know, then you got family and friends start to die, and that's already happened. But, oh, man, it has been a BS of a year. Like, absolute horse crap of a year. Right now, I'm having problems with my new mouse. As I talk to you guys, I'm trying to get stuff squared away, and then I keep looking, and my mouse is screwing up. I want to go into a study from the University of Duke, and it's going to be short because whoever did this study should be punched in the dick. I mean, right in the dick. We should go down there and say, hey, is this your study? Yeah. In the dick. Bam, bam, bam. Punch you in the dick. Let me give you this. This is real. And here's why I say punch them. Because these are all paid. Anytime you hear of a new study out of the University of blah, 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 there was probably millions of dollars put into that study. And this was a study about gaining weight. And you're like, well, that's interesting. They should be doing research on that because I want to lose weight. I don't know anyone. I know no one in the world right now that is trying to gain weight and not lose weight. There's the people that are trying to bulk muscle, but they're freaks. It's people trying to, I always try to lose weight. I need to lose weight. I want to be slim. I want to look good. So you see this study from Duke. This is good. Duke's a prestigious university. Okay. Duke researchers point to a higher caloric intake as the primary driver for obesity. Shut the F up. Are you telling me I'm fat because I eat a lot? Is that what your study told me? Because I could have saved you some effing money, dumb dicks. Yeah, no shit. No shit. This the first sentence. They've now, like, at this point, they're lucky I haven't thrown my computer across the room. Duke researchers point to a higher caloric intake as the primary driver for obesity worldwide. They found that in wealthier countries such as the United States, people aren't fat from leading a sedentary lifestyle. They're fat because they eat too much. I don't know what to say. I'm about to blow a gasket. I'm having a bad week, and then you give me this bullshit as a real study? Are you serious? Are you serious? Yeah, you eat more and you gain weight. Yeah, no crap. Give me something else. Yeah, no. We searched this. We put a lot of work into this. It's not laziness. It's not sitting around. It's not inactive. It's not being a video gamer. It's you eat more. Oh, F me in the a-hole. If I'd have known that, I'd have eaten less. Dicks, shut up. Despite decades of trying to understand the root causes of obesity, they noticed that in economically challenged countries, they're not fat. I can't do this. I can't do, not today. Go F you, Duke University. You never win another basketball game. I just cursed them. I don't know if you heard that. Just gave them a big old curse. Yeah. And then I have right next to that a groundbreaking study to find out if your kid's going to be fat in kindergarten. So you could test a kid now. Here's what's weird. Right next to the Duke University, no, it's all about how much calories you eat, which is true. You know what happens when you lower your caloric intake? Especially if you get into a caloric deficit, you work out and you eat not enough calories to sustain your body will start to cannibalize itself, which is called burning fat and muscle, usually more muscle than fat, but you lose weight if you eat less. It's fucking amazing. Who would ever thought that? I'm trying not to swear, but I really can't help myself. But then the other one says, they've now uncovered DNA to predict obesity risk as early as childhood. The new risk outperforms previous methods. I have an idea. Does your kid live in America? Yeah, they're going to be fat because apparently they eat too much because they have too many calories in America. It's, oh God, it's Orange County Fair time right now. We want to talk about getting fat. We want to talk about a fat man's paradise. Yeah, these studies piss me off. People are going to get socked in the nose and in the nuts, in the penis. I'm out of my mind right now. This is ridiculous. These studies are stupid. I'm trying to work out. So I thought, you know what? F these studies. I will give the people real knowledge. I will go to the people and say, hey, you want to lose weight? Here's what you need to do. Apparently, it's eat less, fat fuck. That's the actual what Duke University said. But I asked AI, and AI knows everything. And by the way, I couldn't tell you enough to use AI. But the best thing to do, and this is all good sense, it's also pretty basic, but AI says track your intake. So use a food diary or whatever. That way you'll know exactly how many calories you're consuming. And that will help you control your caloric intake. Writing it down. Okay, I had 8 pieces of fried chicken. Well, you're fat. I can tell you you're fat because 8 pieces of fried chicken makes you fat in one sitting. Even though I had an 8-piece of fried chicken today for lunch on keto, it didn't break keto. I'll get into that in a moment. Number 2. Prioritize protein and fiber. Protein important because it keeps your body from wasting away, keeps your muscles fueled, and fiber is really good because fiber kind of offsets in your body glucose, which is carbs. So if you're eating a lot of carbs and you're eating a lot of fiber, all of those carbs won't count against you. So fiber is very important. Also makes you poopy. Get your poopy going. Get you all regular up on the porcelain throne. And then eat whole foods, which is really good to do too. If you eat healthy whole foods, that's just good for you. Focus on no processed foods, lean meat, like basically chicken, turkey, fish. Very good. Vegetables, fruits, whole grains. Very, very important. And then control your portions. Don't eat like 8 pieces of fried chicken. Like if you had a piece of fried chicken, you're fine. Don't beat yourself up. But if you had 8 pieces of fried chicken for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you might be a fat ass. So control your portions. Also good to weigh out your food. That's not bad. So the other side here, what do I got? Oh, man. It went crazy on me. Time your meals. So kind of like it's on that fasting. Intermittent fasting is where that goes. And that works. There's people that go 16-8 method, reduce eating windows, which can actually lower calorie intake. So if you're like, I can only eat between these times of the day, and you stop eating, very good to stop eating way before you go to bed. So like if you say 5 o'clock is my absolute cutoff for putting anything in my mouth that is solid, it's not a bad plan. You can go to bed at like 10 and then you sleep for 8 hours. So now you've gone 8 and you've gone 13 hours without any food. And that's a little bit of a fast. 13 hours, a long time to not eat. That's what you usually wake up in the morning hungry, but not a bad deal. So intermittent fasting, I'm not going to poop on that because there's a lot of success behind that. But that's what AI told me, which I found to be much more helpful to people than the BS that I was getting from the Duke University that said, you're fat because, well, you eat too much. Okay. God. I'm going to have a conniption. Let's go back to the fair. Let's go back to me being happy because I'm going to talk about food and food makes me happy. So at the fair, they have a thing that looks so disgusting to me because I will not eat a bean. Period. Nip. Nope, not eating a bean. No beans. I hate beans. Beans are disgusting. Give me a bean, I punch you. Give me chili with beans in it, I punch you. I throw it in your face. I throw it right at you. Because you know why? Beans are disgusting. I hate beans. I hate the texture of beans. More than anything, I hate the texture. And they have a thing at the Orange County Fair that's basically a bean and cheese burrito, but it's in a waffle cone. So it looks like an ice cream cone. And I'm fat man, loves ice cream. And I look at that and I'm like, that looks delicious. What is it? Oh, it's freaking scoop of refried beans with a bunch of cheese on it and some hot sauce. That's not ice cream. That's a bean and cheese burrito and a waffle cone. That's fake. That's false advertising. I'd be very, very upset if you gave me that. I'd be extremely upset if you gave me that. I could be so upset, I will probably punch you in the penis. And if you didn't have a penis, I will kick you in the vagina. That's not nice. But that's what I would do. That's how serious I am about my food. I'm angry today. By the way, yesterday at work, the second time in like a month, a homeless F pulled a lead pipe on me. And this dude came at me. Like, this dude almost got shot. I had to say to him, like, hey, dude, I will effing shoot you if you come towards me. And the first time the guy got the drop on me, I wasn't really paying attention. And I walked up on a guy that was laying down, and he had it laying in like the grass next to him, and I couldn't see it. And he jumped up, swung it. And I stepped back, and then he saw that I had a gun. I put my hand on my gun. He was cool. This time, the dude was mouthing off to me, and I told him, like, you better get out of here. I'm going to arrest you. And then he got up and started coming at me. And I'm like, and I'm thinking in my head, how quick can I get my gun out? This dude's got a lead pipe, and he's coming at me. And I'm telling him, back up, you're going to get shot. And then he stopped because no one wants to get shot. It's bottom line. But this dude came at me clearly seeing, like, I'm clearly marked, I'm security. I have a gun on my hip. I have pepper spray on my hip. I have weapons on my belt. You see it all. It's clear. It's not hidden. And the fact that this guy thought he was still going to come at me with a lead pipe, he was, I'm going to say, mentally ill. Crazy little white guy. Never trust a white guy. It's hot, so I'm drinking my drink. I'm actually treating myself and having diet soda right now. I know it's horrible for you, but F it. Everything's horrible for you, and we're all going to die. That's something to think about. Everybody is going to die. All of us. 100% of us. I can predict we're all going to die with 100% success. And it sucks. And it sucks and it sucks. It sucks that our pets die. It sucks that our friends and our family die. It sucks that our childhood dies. I don't want to be old. I'm already old, and I really feel like I'm going over the other side fast. Like, I'm getting to the point to where I'm probably going to have to, like, I've already talked to my brother. Like, I got to, like, intervene with my parents on some stuff. I don't want that. I don't want to ever tell my parents what to do. Like, they're old. And I want them just to be cool. But if they're not, then you got to look out for them. And you got to intervene to protect them from themselves. And that's another sign of the end, when you start telling your parents what to do. And by the way, and my parents are both pig-headed, stubborn, hard to believe. Even my mother, whom I love more than anything on this planet, is very pig-headed and stubborn. I don't want these fights that are coming. I do not want these. And they're going to be effing wars. And I'm there a lot, and my brother lives far enough away from town, he won't have to deal with it. He'll just be like, yeah, dude, I agree, let's just do it. So I'll be like, hey, well, me and my brother, we decided, where's your brother? Well, he's not here, but you can't drive anymore. Give me your keys. Give me your driver's license. Oh, man. Not what I want to do. Oh, boy, oh, boy. But that's where we are. And that is life. And my life is awesome right now. Like, today was like, I don't want to take another punch in the nuts. I don't. Another kick to the freaking groin. I'm done. Like, it was a big deal to me that the Big 49 was a massive success. I call it the most successful failure in the history of radio. Because it's got crap tons of listeners, but we just can never make money. And it, you know, the advertising agencies were stacked against us. It was a bitch. It's a new medium, so people aren't buying in yet. And we got to prove ourselves. It's 5 years old and still not making money. And it is a bitch, but it's got tons of listeners. It's a beast. I'm serious. If you guys, if you love the 80s, check out. Go to thevalley80s.com or just type in the Valley 80s in Google and it'll pop up. It's on iHeart. It's everywhere. But you can go to the website and listen to it straight from there. And it is effing amazing. It is the best 80s station ever, the Valley 80s. And that's in our, it's one of our stations. But Big 49 was my baby. And it's still doing well. It's a kick-ass rock station. I'll have my show on, by the way, today's Friday. I'll be on Friday night, like 5 o'clock Friday night, 5 to 7 will be the Stretch Show. But it's not like this where I come on and rant and vent and reveal all of my dazzling personality. It's more of what I call a card reader show, where it's just like, what's up at Stretch? Big 49, Ozzy died this week, which is a bullshit. Here's Ozzy now. Like, it's in and out. But 2 hours of that. I love the radio. I'm sad radio's died, and it has, and I'm sad. There's a lot I'm sad about. There's something remotely possible I could be doing on radio again, maybe. I'm very hesitant to even get involved, but it's not like a everyday show, and I may do something. I'm talking to someone right now, but I don't hold your effing breath is what I say, and that's, I don't care. Like, I've had my fun, that the glory days are behind me. I just love it. I love doing it. And that's why I do this. But I will possibly have something. I'll let you guys know as it comes around. Back to my lunch today. 8 pieces of fried chicken for lunch, all on my keto. How does that happen? You know it. I went to Popeye's, bitches. Popeye's has blackened chicken tenders that are no carbs. They're just, it's literally just a piece of chicken with the blackened spices on it, and then they fry that bitch, and it's effing delicious. It's Popeye's without the crunchy breading part. And here's the bad part: I get an 8-piece and it's $27. 8-piece chicken strips is $27, worth every effing dime. But I went down on that today. Okay, that's the end of my drink. It's hot as balls in here. Uh-oh, I just got locked out of my computer. Let's hope that it didn't cut me off, because that will put me into a violent rage. Oh, no, it's still going. That's good. I don't have to put my fist through my computer now. Yeah, my computer keeps timing out, and my mouse is not working, so that tells me right now it's a good time for me to get the F on up out of here. Do not forget my friend, the Mean Spyra Lady, who I almost had a boxing match with this week. But big Mean Spyra Lady will get you a 10% discount if you use FIT10 at checkout at Spyra.com. They got some cool shoes. They got some old guy shoes. They got all kinds of stuff. The running shoes, those freaking Spyra Wave Maxes are the bomb. I wear those. Now I wear them to work every day. I love them. They're so comfortable. So go check that all out. I will talk to you guys again on Monday with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I'll see ya. Rest in peace, Hulkster.